你如果问我说今天教会的生活最亏欠、最失败的在哪里，我要说是祷告的生活。
If you ask me what's the area that you feel the most in your ministry and in your church life, I would say my prayer life.
如果你问我个人的话，我也会觉得我最亏欠的地方是在祷告的生活。
In my personal spiritual walk, I would think prayer is my weakest area.
不是因为我们没有祷告。
It's not that we don't pray.
我相信一个刚得救的基督徒，你问他，他都知道祷告重要。
Even a newborn Christian knows the importance of prayer.
但是今天一个再老练的基督徒，他也很可能在祷告上还是不够的。
But even a very experienced Christian may be also failing in the aspect of prayer.
特别这些年有机会到各地去服侍一些弟兄姊妹们。
And these days I minister to so many different Christians in different areas.
我发现不论个人，不论各地的教会，问题是越来越严重。
And I notice the issue seems to be becoming more and more serious. Either individually or a church as a whole.
不光个人身上有很多的需要，像疾病啊，家庭出问题啦，父母跟孩子出问题，夫妻出问题。
For individuals, they may have health problems or issues at home in their relationship with family members.
很多教会也出问题啊，配搭的问题，这个真理看法的不同啊，彼此之间的伤害。
And in the church, there are all kinds of problems too, whether they're a different point of view about the truth in the Bible, or when they serve together, they hurt each other.
所以我们到各地去，几乎都是面对着一大堆的需要，有这个问题要解决，那个痛苦要安慰，这件事情要去面对。
Therefore, wherever we visit, there are always lots of problems need to be dealt with.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想我们忽略了一件很重要的事情。
But among all things, we ignore one very important thing.
就是山上的祷告其实决定了山下生活的胜败。
And your prayer in the mountains determines the success or failure of your life at the bottom of the hill.
看不见的生活的胜败就决定了看得见生活的胜败。
And whether you succeed in the invisible life, the life behind man's back, will determine your success or failure in the life before man.
所以我们花了很多的时间在解决看得见的问题。
Many times we're busy dealing with issues that's visible.
弟兄姊妹是这样，连教会的传道人也都是忙着解决问题。
Not only Christians are like that, even ministers, preachers are the same way.
但是我们忽略了一个最根基的东西，就是我们借着祷告跟神之间有一个真实而且强的连结。
What we ignore is the most important thing is through prayer to have a true and solid connection with our God.
所以我越来越觉得我们年长的弟兄们很早就给我们提醒了，用这么简单的话告诉我们，但是却是一针见血的话。
And this is an advice from our elder brother or sister.
我记得黎弟兄说，他说一个神的儿女如果祷告生活失败，他什么生活都是失败。
And Watchman once said that a Christian, if he fails in his prayer life, then he will fail in everything.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的一句话。
This is such a serious statement.
真的，不管我们外面花多少的功夫，你是一个很殷勤的仆人，你是一个很认真的弟兄姊妹。
No matter how much work we can do outwardly, maybe we're diligent, very hardworking Christian.
我们花很多时间读圣经，我们花很多时间去传福音。
We may spend a lot of time preaching God.Or reading Bible.
但是如果祷告生活失败的话，其实就是所有的生活其实已经在朝向失败了。
But if we fail in our prayer life, then we will fail in other areas.
Austin Sparks 弟兄也曾经讲过一句话。
And Austin Sparks said this too.
他说仇敌最怕的一件事情。
He said one thing our enemy feels the most.
就是地跟天之间的连结。
It's the connection between heaven and earth.
什么时候地跟天的连结被切断的话
？Whenever that connection is interrupted.
仇敌基本上已经大功告成，他可以安枕无忧。
Our enemy can rest.Because their work is done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想我们生活里面有很多很实际的例子啊。
And I believe we all have that experience.
就像有一个乡下人第一次到城里面去，他最 impressed、最 surprised 他的就是原来有一个东西只要一转水就出来了。
And like a farmer from the from the village going to the city, what impressed him the most is that he turned on the faucet, the water comes out.
他在山里面他要走很远去打水的。
And where he lived in the mountains, he had to walk miles to get some water.
所以他买了好几个水管回去，就东插一个西插一个。
So he bought all these plumbing faucets, plumb pipes, and bring them home and just place them everywhere in his house.
然后把人都叫来要表演给他们看。
And then he gathered his neighbors and friends in his house. He wants to put up a show.
我想我们都知道那个结果。
And you all know what happened.
你怎么打开来，他就是没水。
No matter how he turned, there's going to no water come out.
因为他根本没有跟源头连接。
Because those pipes are not connected to the source of the water.
这是一个外面的东西。
It's just an outward manifestation.
今天请年轻的孩子们吸尘。
For example, you ask a young man to vacuum.
啊，他们可能就是绕来绕去，只要有空地的地方帮你吸一吸，算不错了。
You consider them did a pretty decent job if they move around and suck the things out of people area that there's no furniture.
I hope you guys are much better than that.
And I hope our young people are better than that.
你如果一个很 faithful, 一个很认真的人，他可能把椅子拿开，把垃圾桶挪开。
But a faithful person, when they vacuum, they will move furniture around to make sure they cover every spot.
假如这个弟兄他不仅仅做把东西移开这样子吸，他还来回吸十次，你说好不好？
And if someone not only move away the furniture but also do a back and forth at least 10 times, isn't that great?
好不好？
Don't you think that's a very good service?
呀，很好。
I say yes.
但是如果他不把插头插上去的话，白做的。
But the problem is if the whole thing is not plugged into the outlet, then all the work is in vain.
所以他们有一句话说 no power, no service.
So that's why they say no power, no service.
你如果不连于元首，不连于能力的源头，我们做的再殷勤，你发现它没有果效的。
If you're not connected to the source of the power, no matter how diligent we can be, it's going to be in vain.
我们不连于源头，我们再怎么喊说信耶稣要从腹中流出活水的江河，就一滴水都不出来。
We can say yes, we need to be connected to the Lord, but if we don't do that, and we can tell people yes, out of your womb there is going to flow the living water, but nothing will happen.
我们跟人家传福音的时候强颜欢笑，说信耶稣有喜乐啊。
And then we force a smile out to people when we preach gospel, we say, and you know, it's a joyful thing to have Jesus.
然后太久没祷告了，像挤牙膏一样挤一点东西出来。
And we haven't prayed for a long time, so what do we do is like squeeze a little thing out of the toothpaste.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很实际而且很严肃的问题。
This is something very real and very serious.
因为我们忽略了最重要的一件事情，也是主耶稣说不可少的事情。
Because many times we ignore the most important thing, also the thing that Jesus says we cannot go without.
可我们借着祷告跟主有活的连接。
That is to be connected with the Lord lively through prayer.
它是我们真实喜乐的源头。
He is indeed the source of our joy.
水龙头不要开，它都满意 overflow 出来。
You don't even have to turn it on; He will overflow from within us.
而且服事带着能力是自然的事情。
And then you will naturally serve with power.
那我们今天到很多地方去，弟兄姊妹不光是教会有一些实际的难处问题。
And now we visit churches everywhere. Not only there are true issues or difficulties.
那很多时候是碰到一些很爱主、很认真的弟兄姊妹，但是他们已经累得不得了。
More also, we witness the situation where a lot of Lord-loving Christians they labor and they are so tired.
他们里面觉得干渴，得不到喂养，得不到滋润。
They feel dry. They need nourishment.
他们觉得疲倦，因为都是在做事情、做事情。
They're weary because all they did was continue to work to serve.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲祷告的时候，我们都需要主把一个更谦卑的心赐给我们。
Therefore, whenever we talk about praying, we need to have a humble heart.
所以你们如果问我说，余弟兄，你最失败、觉得最亏欠的在哪里？我一定讲我祷告的事。
And I confess, my prayer life is a failure.
因为我们都不会的，而且忽略了它。
Because we are not good at it, and many times we even ignored it.
因为外面的需要、外面的责任常常多到一个地步，好像让你真的就是把不可少的变成可以少的。
Because we're so busy with all the issues, problems, and responsibilities, to a point we ignore the most important thing, the thing we cannot go without.
那我今天晚上就用一个非常非常熟的故事，但是我今天晚上不是讲到哈，我只讲中间一点点很重要的感觉跟大家分享。
And I'm not here to share a message. I just want to share whatever is burdening my heart.
我们看出来几集十七章。
And I'd like to bring to you a story that you're familiar with in the book of Exodus, chapter 17.
Verses 8 to 16.
那
是亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行。和亚玛利人征战， 摩西、亚伦与户尔都上了山顶，摩西何时举手，以色列人就何时
举手，亚伦就得胜。
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。摩西又说，耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。好，我想这段圣经我们很熟，我们再多读一节哈。生命记二十五章。
Let's read one more reference here. Deuteronomy chapter 25. Let's read from verses 17 to 19.
你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你们，他们在趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你进后面软弱的人，并不敬畏神。所以耶和华你神使你不被视为一切的仇敌扰乱，在你手好，我们圣经就读到这啊。好，出埃及记十七章告诉我们，神的百姓出埃及之后。
And what tells us here is after Israelites came out of Egypt.
他们一个最重要的一个方向，一个使命，就是要进到神的应许之地。
One great purpose is to enter into the promised land of God.
他们在神的云柱火柱带领底下，照着神的旨意往前去。
Therefore, they proceeded forward with the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
一方面说到，当神的百姓在神的旨意中要往前的时候。
And you see, when the people of God trying to go forward in according to His purpose.
一方面说到神的百姓在神所应许的祝福上要来承受的时候。
And that's the time they're about to receive the blessing from God.
第一个出现的仇敌就是亚玛利。
And the first enemy they encounter is Amalekite.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要先认识圣经上其实每一场的征战都讲出这个征战的性质、征战的原则跟征战得胜的秘诀到底是什么。
And therefore every battle or strife you encounter in the Bible, you can find out what is the nature of the battle and what is the spiritual principle of the Bible of that battle and also the secret to win the battle.
所以亚玛利人的征战是讲到神的百姓在神的旨意中要往前去。
Here you see when the people of God want to go forward in the purpose of God.
要在神所应许的祝福里面要来承受的时候，亚玛利人出现。
When they are about to inherit the blessings God has promised, this is the time the enemy Amalekites appear.
刚才我们从十七章看见吗？亚玛利人在前面来阻挡啊，要来击杀，不准他们去。
In chapter 17, you see Amalekites came out and tried to stop them, attack them, and stop them from going forward.
那你说，那我走这条路，我躲在后面就好了嘛啊
？And then you say, okay, I will just hide behind them.
不要那么爱主，不要走在前面，接受仇敌的 first hit 就好了。
You say, then I don't want to be a Lord-loving Christian, so I don't have to face attack so strongly.
所以你看到二十五章《生命记》二十五章，他从后面。把那些最软弱的也给做掉了。
But you see, the enemy doesn't leave you alone. In Deuteronomy 25, it says, Amalekites attack those who are lagging behind.
弟兄姊妹，你从我们个人的经历，从周围的弟兄姊妹，甚至你从整个神百姓的历史，你都看见同样的事情。
From your own experience, your brother and sister experience, even the Israelites experience, you see the same principle here.
每当我们要往前去的时候，亚玛利人出来阻挡我。
That is, our enemy will come on and stop us whenever we try to go forward according to the purpose of God.
或是当神带领我们带领整个教会往前去的时候，你发现有一些人不知不觉掉了。
Or while God is leading us forward, you notice some people are lagged behind.
哎呀，受尽十个人，我们喜乐得不得了。 明年的时候只剩下两个了。
And 10 people are baptized this month. We're so happy. But a year later, only 2 remain with us.
走着走着疲倦了，就给亚玛力人给后面给摸掉了。
Because throughout the journey of faith, they got tired and they got attacked by Amalekites.
弟兄姊妹，在这里让我们看见这场征战的严肃。
So you see how serious battles are?
我们真要在神的旨意跟神的祝福中往前去。
If you really want to go forward according to God's blessing,
没有不碰见亚玛力人。
You have to know we will encounter Amalekites.
个人是这样，教会更是这样。
That's the same with the individual and with church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的注意力只集中在解决问题的话
，Therefore, if our focus is always a problem oriented, always try to solve problems,
我们一辈子都在解决问题。
Then you will find out for the rest of your life, you will be busy solving problems.
但是这个故事给我们看清楚很重要的一个原则。
But in this particular story, you see a very important spiritual principle.
真正的胜败是从山上决定的。
Because the key to the success of a war is determined at the mountaintop.
我们看得见的是约书亚在底下跟亚玛力人征战。
What's visible is the battle between Israelites and Amalekites through Joshua.
这个很重要。
That's important.
当然很重要。
Of course, that's important.
约书亚在底下的征战非常重要。
Joshua is leading God's people to fight against an enemy. That's very important.
但是我们看见那个胜败的因素不是约书亚决定的，是山上决定。
But the key to determine the battle's success or failure is not determined by Joshua, but by what happened on the mountain.
所以我刚刚一开始就说，山上的胜败就决定了山下生活的胜败。
That's why I started by saying the success or failure on the mountain would determine the success or failure.At the bottom of the mountain.
那个看不见的生活里面的胜败就决定了我们看得见生活的情形。
The success or failure of your hidden life will determine the success or failure of your visible life.
个人是这样啊。
And that's true with individual.
家庭是这样。
True with family life.
教会也是这样。
Same way with the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真的希望我们能够退回到主面前来不轻看这件重要的事情。
So I really pray that we will retreat from other things and back to the Lord and take a very serious look about this issue.
因为周围有太多的事情要把我们最重要跟神之间的祷告生活给破坏。
Because there are so many things around us trying to ruin our prayer life, our relationship with the Lord.
地跟天的连接被破坏了，我们就失败了。
We would have failed when the connection between earth and heaven is interrupted.
祷告的生活失败了，就什么都失败了。
If we fail in our prayer life, we will fail in everything.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为着我们个人，为着家庭，为着教会，我们都需要起来祷告。
So for ourselves, for our family, for our church, we need to rise up and pray.
那这个故事里面有很多很重要的细节，我不多说哈。我相信这是我们可能都听过很多。弄这篇文章讲的是这篇经文讲的信息了。
And I believe we're very familiar with the message in this story, so I will not go through the details here.
那我今天晚上这三句话，第一句话，山上的胜败决定山下生活的胜败。
I want to leave with you three sentences. First of all, the success or failure of a life on the mountain will determine the success or failure of life at the bottom of the mountain.
所以我们每一个人常常都要有山上。的生活讲到我们跟天之间连接的生活。
Therefore, everyone needs to have a life that's on the mountain that refers to the life that connects to the heavens.
在那里，我们像哈巴谷一样上到守望台，他是直接面对神，中间没有任何属地的东西。
Just like Prophet Habakkuk, he stood at the top of the mountain. He faced God directly. There's nothing in between God and him.
我们的脚是站立在一个属天超越的地位上来跟神祷告。
We pray to God by standing on the surpassing position that's heaven.
祷告最重要的一件事情就是来到听祷告的神面前。
And one most important thing about prayer is to come to God who listens to prayer.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，太多时候我们就是习惯性的就开口祷告。
Many times we pray as a habit.
我们很多时候祷告完，我们自己里面心弦未动。
And we offer routine prayer. We're not even touched afterwards.
很多时候我们祷告完，我们根本不觉得我们遇见到神。
And after our prayer, we don't feel that I just touched God.
就是我们都需要操练，这个点太重要了。
And this is something we all need to practice.
祷告最重要的一件事情是来到听祷告的神面前。
And the most important thing about prayer is to come to God who listens to prayer.
所以什么叫祷告？祷告是人和神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
And what is prayer? Prayer is to have fellowship.And meet with him in the Holy Spirit.
就我们跟神在圣灵里面，我们相会了 encounter.
That's such a great thing that we actually encounter God.
So, Fanny Crosby 能够说，虽然座前小逗留，喜乐已难言，因为碰到他了。
That's why a hymn written by Fanny Crosby says, even though I only spent a little while, but my joy overflows.
所以有时候我们都要操练哈，我常常很多时候波饼聚会。祷告完的时候坐下来，我打我自己一下。你看祷告了什么
？Sometimes in the break of prayer meeting, I will offer prayer, and afterwards I will hit myself and said to myself, "What did you just say?"
哎呀，老基督徒那个这个出口成章就是一大堆祷告话。
Being an experienced Christian, we have all these beautiful words to offer.
因为什么？我们需要灵里面来碰到主。
But the truth is, we need to encounter Him in spirit.
山上的祷告不仅仅讲到我们站在一个属天超越的地位上。
And the prayer on the mountaintop not only refers to the position which should be heavenly.
更是讲到我们直接是来到神的面前。
But also talks about the truth that we come into the presence of God.
手里面拿着神的杖。
And with the staff of God in our hand.
出埃及记第四章讲到这个杖，神说你要拿着这个杖去行神迹。
And that's the same staff God told Moses to grab on when he went to see Pharaoh.
所以神把权柄，这个杖表明了神给他的权柄。
That staff represents the authority given by God.
人做的事叫事迹，神做的事叫神迹，对不对？
And things are done by men are deeds, but things are done by God called miracles.
而今天人居然可以行神迹，因为神把权柄给人。
And the only reason why men can perform miracles because God has given them the authority to do so.
就是人可以做神要做的事情。
And man now is able to do what God can do.
所以摩西到山上祷告的时候，他手里拿着神的杖。
Therefore, when Moses prayed on the top of the mountain, what was in his hand was God's staff.
带着权柄祷告的。
With authority, Moses prayed.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说不要呼求、不要祈求，这些都很重要。
I'm not saying don't ask, don't cry out, don't pray.
但是有的时候教会需要起来执掌主的权柄。
But sometimes church needs to rise up and grab hold of the authority of God.
我们奉主的名叫你病好起来啊。
We pray in the name of the Lord, make someone healed.
就像我们那个当时买会所那个卖主不肯卖给我们，卖给别人，我们就奉主的名叫他交回来。
And just like the church without purchase, initially the seller sold it to someone else. So we pray with God's authority, with the Lord, ask Him to bring that land back to us.
那时候神也教我们教会祷告，我们很少有这方面的祷告。
And we didn't learn that much kind of prayer before.
但是神给我们的信心，让我们看见神既然应许了这是神的地，那就是神的。
But God has shown it to us. I have promised you this land, then this is my land.
所以我们的祷告就是神的物当归给神，该杀的物归给该杀。
Therefore, when we pray, we say things belong to God. Should come to God, and things belong to the King of the world should go to the King.
所以我们就奉主的名叫那个买去的人说，你交出来。
Therefore, we prayed in the name of the Lord and asked the original buyer to turn the land over.
所以那段时间40多天，我们的祷告不是苦苦哀求，而是学习操练执掌主的权柄。
Therefore, during that period of time, about 40 days, we were not like just asking bitterly, but we said we exercised the authority of God in our prayer.
所以他们45天要 close escrow， 到了43天左右。买主突然不买了。
And I read that buyer had 45 days to close the escrow. On the 43rd day, he changed his mind.
所以这个东西又回到 market 上。
So that piece of land went back to the market again.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们要操练，在生活里面，在教会生活里面，有更多的事情，我们不光呼求，我们要执掌主的权柄。
Therefore, we need to practice not just to pray and ask.But need to exercise God's authority.
为着教会复兴祷告。
We should pray that church will revive.
为着教会的祷告生活能够强祷告。
And pray the prayer life is strong in God's church.
为着教会有神丰富话语的供应祷告。
And we pray to have abundant provision of God's word in His church.
为着教会福音的能力能出来，我们都可以祷告。
Pray for the power of God will be seen in the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是山上的祷告。
That is the prayer offered on the top of the mountain.
直接面对神的祷告。
That's the prayer you offer when you face God.
这是执掌神权柄的祷告。
And that is prayer that exercises God's authority.
这是第一件事。
And this is the first thing.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
他说摩西什么时候举手，什么时候约书亚得胜。
It says whenever Moses lifts up his hand, that's the time Joshua will win.
什么时候摩西手垂下来，亚玛利人得胜。
And whenever Moses' hand was lowered, and Amalekites will win.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事。
And this is also something so important.
我从前跟弟兄姊妹讲到祷告的时候，我说祷告有两件最重要的事。
And there are two things that are very important in prayer.
一个是遇见听祷告的神。
First of all, is to encounter God who listens to our prayer.
第二个，出于信心的祷告，一定有事情发生。
And secondly, when you pray in faith, things will surely happen.
就算眼睛没看到，我们知道在灵界已经发生了。
Even though things have not accomplished in our own eyes, but in spirit we know it is done.
你第一圈绕完耶利哥 ，nothing happened. 外面看起来没有事情发生。
That's why Israelites, when they circle the city Jericho, after the first round, nothing happened.
其实属灵的里面已经发生了。
Yeah, in the spiritual realm, things have happened.
那个信而顺服累积的力量开始在累积了。
And the power that comes from the faith and obedience started to accumulate from the first circle.
在仇敌要被瓦解的事情也在进行中。
And same way, the progress that the enemy will be taken down was happening at the same time.
第二天又一圈。
And then they made another circle the second day.
外面没事，属灵里面都在发生事情。
Outwardly nothing happened, but spiritually things are happening.
哎呀，到了第七天，连一个石头都没掉下来。
And on the seventh day, you don't even see a rock move.
但是当他们在那里一圈一圈绕了第七圈以后。
And they circled the city seven times that day. At the end of the seventh circle,
整个撒旦的权势已经完全准备好 corrupt.
And the power of the devil was ready to collapse.
所以当他们一呼喊的时候，整个耶利哥城倒下来。
So when Israelites shout out, the entire city collapsed before their eyes.
所以以前我只讲到这两件事情。
And I shared these two points before with my congregation.
我今天要来遇见那位听祷告的神。
Not only to come to meet with God who listens to our prayer.
带着信心知道有事情在发生。
Also believe things are happening.
我们祷告一定有事情发生。
If we pray, things will surely happen. Amen.
当我上次读到十七章的时候，我说我要再补充一件事了。
And now I read this chapter, I say, you know, there is a third point to our prayer life.
第三件事情是你不祷告也有事情发生。
Third thing is, if you don't pray, something will happen too.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
因为这节圣经怎么说的嘛？
What does it say here?
他说摩西什么时候举手，什么时候约书亚得胜。
Because Moses, whenever Moses lifted his hand, that's the time Joshua overcame.
真实的祷告出来，底下就有得胜发生了。
When true prayer comes out, things happen at the bottom of the mountain.
什么时候垂下来？
But whenever the hands are lowered,
请问什么事情发生？
What happened?
亚玛力人得胜。
The enemy overcame.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当我们如果真有这样子看见，
If we truly see this,
我们就不会不祷告。
We will not pray.
我们不敢不祷告。
We dare not pray.
我们不能不祷告。
And we have to pray.
这是摩西为什么他已经累成那个样子，他还要勉强把手举起来。
That was why Moses was so exhausted, but he would still lift up his hand.
八十多岁的老人。
He was in his 80s.
他累到举不动的时候，但是他知道他什么时候一捶，底下就有神百姓被杀。
His hand was so tired, but he knew whenever he lowered his hand by a little bit, Israelites would be killed.
什么时候他祷告不下去，他举不起来的时候，底下就失败了，神百姓失败了。
Whenever his prayer got weakened, God's people will be defeated.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事情。
That's something so serious.
如果我们这些事情真的都看见的话，我觉得不要人叫我们祷告，我们都不能不祷告。
If we truly understand this, then no one needs to persuade us to pray.
这件事情不光摩西看见了。
Not only Moses saw that was the principle.
亚伦、户文都看见了。
And Aaron and Hur both saw that too.
所以他们知道这件事情是太重要的事情。
They knew how important for Moses to stay high.
底下亚玛利人可能看不见他们。
Amalekites could not know what happened.
可能约书亚他们专心打仗，也忘记了山上的人。
And then Joshua was busy fighting, probably he didn't see what happened either.
但是他们三个从山上从天上往下看的时候，他们知道底下所有的胜败是他们决定的。
Yeah, these three men on top of the mountain, they knew the battle, the result of battle under is determined by three of them.
所以他们搬着石头让摩西坐上去。
So they move a rock to let Moses sit down.
一左一右扶着他。
And one on each side lift his arm.
我很小的时候以为摩西最老，所以旁边两个年轻人扶着他。
When I was younger, I read the story. I thought, well, Moses was old. That's why he needs two young men to help him.
我想不对，亚伦是他哥。摩西八十的话，亚伦八十三。
And then later I realized Aaron was his older brother, then he was older than Moses.
那我想呢，大概总有一个年轻的护卫在。
Maybe her was younger.
后来在读圣经，发现不对劲，护卫也是个老人家。
And then later I realized her was an old man as well.
因为你读到这个出埃及记三十一章。 讲到这个神召比沙列来建造会幕当总工程师啊。
And in Exodus, you saw how they call people to build the tabernacle.
那比沙列能够当建造会幕的总工程师，他满了智慧，这个人至少应该二十五、三十岁的。
And I believe that the head constructor must be in his 20s or 30s at the time when he was called to build the tabernacle.
而圣经上告诉我们说，他是护我的孙子。
And this head constructor was the grandson of her.
所以你晓得护我也是个大概八十好几
岁。So I think her must be also in his 80s at the time.
我不晓得你那边老经里面有个图画，三个白发老人家站在山上。
Can you picture this? Three old men in their 80s standing on the top of the mountain.
因为这边那个杖不容易举。
And there wasn't an easy task to have the staff. Lifted up the whole time.
早上举到日头平息。
From the morning to sunset.
三个老人家撑。
Three old men.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要神家这样祷告的心。
We really need to have someone like that pray in God's house.
他们知道一个人不行，我们需要一起来。
They knew you cannot do it by yourself. You need to have companions.
教会的得胜需要同心带下来的。
And the blessing for church has to come from the result of joined hearts.
要叫亚玛力人失败，一定要有教会，要有同心的祷告。
For Amalekites to be defeated in the church, has to have prayer of one accord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我真的是鼓励你们常常来参加教会的祷告。
So I really encourage you to come to the church prayer meeting.
我们一起举手，一起向神呼求。
And in the meeting, we lift our hands together and cry out to God.
我七八年前，大概 Billy Graham 格里汉最后一次到神和岁，我忘记几年了，反正他到神和岁最后一次来啊。
Quite some years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, Billy Graham came to visit San Jose for the last time.
他来的时候就说这是他最后一次来。
When he came, he already made it clear that was his last visit.
所以我们礼拜天聚完会，我们很多人都跑到这个体育场去听他讲道。
That was Sunday afternoon. So after church, many of us went to the gymnasium, coliseum to listen to him.
然后我们因为坐在那个，因为去的晚，坐在那个台上，所以离讲台比较远。
We arrived late, so we ended sitting on the top of the coliseum.
我们坐在那边看，就远远的看见这个白发的老人在那里讲道。
And in the distance, we saw an old man with gray hair was preaching.
但你知道他那时候已经开始有 Parkinson's， 然后他身体也不太好。
And his physical condition wasn't very good at that time.
我记得他中间咳嗽不太舒服。
And I remember halfway he started to cough.
另外两个同工，那个是不是叫Shibboleth还是我忘记了，就是唱那个照我本相的那个。比他更老，九十多岁了。
And his co-workers who sang Just As I Am, who's famous for that, singing that, and he probably was in his 90s.
Yeah. 然后另外一个弟兄，问一下忘记他名字了 ，B 开头的，他跟他们三个人同工超过五十年以上。
And another older brother was about the three of them have worked together over 50 years.
他是专门帮Billy Graham 带师的那个 worship leader。
He was the worship leader for Billy Graham's service.
那天我看到格林汉咳嗽的时候，他们就进去倒水拿药，三个白发老人家站在一起。
And because Billy Graham was coughing, so they went in to get water, and these three men stood together.
那我们旁边坐的弟兄姊妹呢？他们那天正好带着望远镜来聚会，他有备而来。
And the people that went with us brought a binocular with them.
他正好传到我们手上，让我们看一看这个前面讲台。
So and they passed the binocular to me, and so we could see what happened on the podium.
所以我就望远镜看一下。
So I took a close look.
就在我的那个镜头里面，就三个白发的老人。
And in my vision, I saw three men with gray hair.
满脸温和、慈祥，彼此那样关切的对方。
And I saw how gentle and loving they were to one another.
你知道吗？我看到那一幕的时候，其实我的眼泪就下来。
And I cannot help but my tears came down.
这三个老同工，起码这个不知道身经百战，经过多少的战场。五十年还彼此相爱站在一起。
And I knew they have gone through so many battles in the past 50 some years. They are still serving God together.
有时候我想想我们自己中国教会里面有很难得看到一些同工可以同工到几十年还这样相爱。
And you don't really find that kind of thing in Chinese church.
我心里面真的很难过，真的读到这个出埃及记17章的时候，我就想起摩西亚伦护我。 我就想到他们这三个人。
And whenever I read this chapter, looking at Moses, Hur, and Aaron, it reminded me of that day.
太多时候我们在这里坚持自己这样子的看法，那样子的做法。
And many times we're so strong in opinion about certain things or about certain truths.
我们打的旗号是在为真理站着。
And using the reason or excuse that I am standing strong for the truth.
可是很多时候最根基最重要的东西我们掉了。
But while doing that, we let go of what's most fundamental.
有一件重要的事情是我们不能一起祷告。
And there's something happened causes us not to be able to pray together.
我们不能够一起起来为着底下的亚玛利人为神家一起来守。
And prevent us from praying together, watching over God's flock.
明明看见我们这样子的争执对立会让亚玛利人更嚣张。
Whenever we are so stubborn about our own opinion, what happens to let enemies have more ground in his God's people?
但是人仍然在那里坚持自己的看法。
Even we see that, we are still very stubborn and insist our own opinion.
摩西亚人互文那天他们中间你没有看见他们有任何的谈话。
And that day you don't see any conversation among these three men.
他们全心所做的一件事情就知道他们举不举手完全决定了底下的胜败。
They only have one focus is whether they will keep their hands high.
他们没有空去做别的事。
They have no time for any other things.
First thing first, 最重要的事情就是最重要的事情。
To them, first thing first.
他们就是一起祷告
so they prayed together
一起让神的权柄被卷起来
so that God's authority could be seen
让耶稣要天在底下得胜
so their friend Joshua could win at the bottom of the mountain
然后第三句话
and the third thing here
说到他们祷告直到日落的时候
they talk about they pray all the way till sunset
直到耶稣要用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓
until Joshua completely do it with the king and the people of Amalekite
弟兄姊妹这是一个持续的征战
and this is a continuous battle
这是一个不能妥协不能歇息的征战
and this is a battle you don't compromise or stop halfway
这是一个需要有 final 结果的征战
this is the kind of battle you need to see the final result
弟兄姊妹那天他们一直祷告不是祷告到太阳下去而已
they don't just pray until the sun set
而是祷告到亚玛利人整个被毁灭亚玛利王被杀
until Amalekites and their king were completely taken away
祷告到那个原来要不准他们往前去的仇敌被 removed 掉
until they completely removed the power that tried to stop them from going forward
弟兄姊妹我不知道在你个人你的家或是我们所在的教会现在是什么东西挡住我们
And I don't know in your individual life, at your home, or in the church, what is stopping us from going forward?
他们不要我们在神的旨意中往前。
And enemies do not want us to proceed in the purpose of God.
他们不要我们在生命的成长中继续。
They do not want us to continue to grow in spirit.
他们不容许我们更多承受神要给我们命定的祝福。
And they will not want us to receive more blessings from God.
弟兄姊妹，那一天他们发生的一件事情就是借着山上的祷告。
But that day, what happened was through the prayer on the top of the mountain.
啊，借着底下同心的征战。
And through the fighting together at the bottom of the mountain.
亚玛利王都被杀了。
Amalekites and their king were completely brought out.
拦阻被挪去。
So the hindrance was completely removed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望我们起来为自己、为自己的家、为自己的教会要好好祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pray for ourselves, our family, and our church.
很多时候，我们的注意力真的都在问题上。
And a lot of time, our focal point was always on the problems or the issues.
都在我们的需要上。
On our needs.
都在说我得不到满足。
You always complain about I am not satisfied.
我需要安慰。
I need to be comforted.
我需要帮助。
I need to be helped.
我需要喜乐。
I need to have joy.
我需要特别的经历。
And I need to have unique experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们的注意力常常都集中在自己。
And the problem is our focus is always about ourselves.
可是当我们起来，一起起来，为着我们所看见的仇敌，我们起来祷告。
But if we rise up and pray against our enemies,
所有仇敌拦阻我们往前去。
And all the things they put in front of us are blocking us from forward.
才能真正被除去。
That's the only way these blockage can be moved away.
山上的胜败。
And the success or failure on the top of the mountain.
决定了山下生活的胜败。
Determines the success or failure at the bottom of the mountain.
看不见生活的胜败。
And the success or failure of that invisible life or the secret life.
决定了看得见生活的胜败。
Will determine our the failure or success of our public life.
什么时候摩西举手，什么时候约书亚得胜。
Whenever Moses lift up his hand, that's the time Joshua would defeat the enemy.
什么时候他手垂，什么时候亚玛利人得胜。
Whenever his hands were lowered, that's the time Amalekites overcome.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是太严肃，太严肃了。
This is so serious, brothers and sisters.
但是同样的，从另外一个角度来说，也是太激励我们的一句话。
But from the, on the other hand, it's something so encouraging to.
我们知道，我们什么时候有好对的祷告，有合神心意的祷告。
We know whenever we pray the right and according to God's will.
一定有祝福要发生。
For sure, blessings will come.
一定有得胜在发生。
And for sure, success will happen.
我们在这里祷告。
When we pray here,
可能今天晚上没有来聚会的弟兄姊妹，他在家里面他得胜了。
And through our prayer here, our brother and sister at home can succeed.
他可能本来又要上网去的。
Maybe he or she was about to serve in the internet.
而是因为在这边他不知道的地方有人为他祷告，他被释放了。
But because of prayer after he offered here, he was released.
可能有一对夫妻吵到正要离婚了，我们在这里的祷告。让他问题解决了。
Maybe a couple was having such a severe fight about to get divorced. Through our prayer here, their marriage problem was resolved.
天天去左陪谈右陪谈，帮他擦眼睛，擦眼泪。重要是重要，但是弟兄姊妹常常解决不了问题。
It is important to visit them and listen to them and counsel them, but that does not solve the problem.
不是说底下不要有约书亚去，要。
Joshua needs to go into the field and fight. Yes, that's still necessary.
少不了摩西亚伦他们的祷告。
But what's not able to be lacked is to have the prayer on the top of the mountain.
那个是关键，那个是根基，那个是扭转局面的这个真正的因素。
That's where the turning point is at.
我希望我们一起学。
So let's learn about this together.
所以我开头我就说，我说今天不管就着我所观察所看见的。
And as I said initially, whatever I have seen these days.
很多问题的症结、亏欠。都出在我们祷告生活上的失败。
And the root of the many problems we have now is because we fail in our prayer.
如果是我最要改进、最要加强学习的，我仍然会说是我的祷告生活。
If you ask me what particular aspect I need to improve and work harder, I say prayerful life.
因为那个永远不嫌够。
Because it's never gonna be enough.
那个永远是仇敌第一件事情要破坏。
And that's always the first thing the enemy tries to take down in our prayer life.
什么时候地跟天？的连接被切断。
Whenever the connection to heaven from earth is interrupted,
就什么就都失败。
Then everything will fail.
只要地跟天连接。
But whenever the heaven is connected to the earth,
仇敌在我们身上所有的轨迹，所有的这个权势工作，它都要失败。
All the work and the power and deceitfulness of enemy will fail.
啊，我们一起。
So why don't we learn it together?
啊，我们就一起先同声有一些祷告，好吗？
Why don't we pray together now?
Amen. 哦，主耶稣，我们同声祷告。
哈利路亚。
主耶稣，主耶稣，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
都带到你的面前。哦，主耶稣，我们
全灵何等的大，我们感谢你，哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，为我们出去所有的能够祷告的弟兄，
哈利路亚，我们的心
真
实，哈利路亚。
主耶稣啊，今天晚上
你
来恢复我，
你
来恢复我，你
出来征战，来得胜，感谢主，感谢一切不属于主的人，
圣灵
来祝福一切不属于的工作，主要叫我们不再一样，主要
让我们
出来，主耶稣叫我们立心，叫我们
心
起，叫主啊你的活力，你的生命，你的喜乐，你的活水充满在我们中间。We love you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 让我们认真在你面前祷告，是我们最大的安慰，也是我们得力的秘诀。我们感谢赞美主。Hallelujah.
主啊，我们晚上一起都再来到你的面前。主啊，在这最重要的事情上，我们求你赦免我们。主啊，我们真觉得我们在祷告的事上，我们何等的亏欠。以至于我们给仇敌留下了许多攻击破坏我们的机会。主啊，许多时候连我们自己里面也因为缺少了对的祷告，缺少了成熟稳定的祷告，缺少了那深入有力的祷告，以至于我们常常活得贫穷软弱。主啊，今天晚上你用宝血来遮盖我们的亏欠。主啊，再借着你自己的话，你来复兴我们。主啊，来恢复我们每一个人该有的祷告生活。主啊，不让仇敌随便夺去了这上好的祝福。主啊，主啊，让我们真知道这是不可少的事。主啊，我们为着在窝囊这里的聚会，我们特别向你呼求。主啊，为神家兴起祷告的战士，兴起同心祷告的战士。 哦，兴起那些祷告带下果效的展示。哦，当他们举手的时候，在这里事情就发生了。主耶稣啊，祝福我们，真的祝福你的教会，祝福在这一个世代你儿女们所面临的艰难。主啊，外面真的是世界越来越黑，而我们里面的软弱也是这样子的深。主啊，我们需要你施恩在我们的中间。主啊，释放我们，把我们从一切的捆绑里面释放出来，让我们成为一个常常屈膝在你面前的人，常常在宝座面前侍立的人。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。哈利路亚，赞美主。是的，是的。阿门。阿门。是的。哈利路亚。
And one brother shared this, when a weak Christian knelt down and prayed, and even that kind of prayer will cause trembling on the faith side. And Brother Spurgeon once shared this, that we learn how to pray through prayer.
So I think we should give ourselves a practical, very simple
request. So we should just require ourselves
就是我们个人来说
individually
最基本的包括年轻人都可以做得到的啊。
This is something young people can do too.
我想我们早晨起来第一件事情就应该祷告。
And the first thing we do when we get up in the morning is to pray.
把我们整天交在神的手中。
Just trust the entire day in the hand of God.
把我们这个人奉献在神的手中。
And just trust ourselves, our whole person, in the hand of God.
然后告诉主说，谢谢你给我这一天。
And thank the Lord for giving us a new day.
我要借着这一天，总要趁着还有今天，我要全力的来得着你的上好。
And in this new day, I want to receive what's best in you.
在一切的环境里面，我来经历你，我来彰显。
And I want to show you in every incident and every moment.
然后每一天晚上睡觉前最后一件事情做的啊不先不打先不急着打呼哈，就是先到主的面前祷告。
And night right before you snore, come and pray to God.
把你这一天让圣灵陪着我们走过一遍。
And then you know, meditate what happened throughout the day.
如果主光照我们什么地方说错话做错事或是我们做决定忘了主了我们都跟主认错
And if the Lord enlightens to us what we have done wrong or said wrong we confess before him
睡觉之前如果我们跟主中间有任何的间隔有任何的帕子就把它全部吹干净
And also if there's anything hindering us from going to God deal with it at the moment
在主的爱跟同在中好好睡觉
So that we can have a good sleep in His presence and His love.
这是做的我们个人最基本、最基本可以做的。
And this is something very simple and very fundamental.
然后为了家庭。
And for our family.
我是希望如果可能的话，当各个家的情形、生活 schedule 不见得一样。
And I know you, each member in the house may have different schedules.
因为至少一个礼拜要有一次全家人一起为着六十礼拜天要面临新的一个礼拜了。
At least one time in a week, the entire family should gather together. Maybe Sunday afternoon, because that's right before the beginning of a week.
为了整个家，全家人下一个礼拜祷告。
Pray for one another about the life that's coming in the next week.
为了上班人，他在工作上能够蒙恩，能够有够用的恩典，能够靠得住的圣。
Pray for people that are going to work to have a good performance at work, to overcome at work.
为了孩子们在学校碰到的同学交的朋友所上课的情形
For our kids, pray for the friends they're going to encounter and the life they have in school
为了我们整个家每一个人跟主之间的关系我们向神求祝福
And for each individual's relationship with the Lord we should pray and ask the Lord's blessing
那为了教会呢那至少我们祷告会应该要 commit 学习一定要来
And for the church, at least come to the church prayer meeting
一个礼拜一次为了整个神家的复兴祷告太重要了一个礼拜一次不多
and it's only once a week to pray for the revival of God's house that's not too much
教会有这么多的地方需要祷告才可能带来祝福带来复兴对不对
there are so many areas we need to pray so that the revival can come isn't it
那不祷告是人在做事
if we don't pray it's just work of man
我们祷告是神在做事
when we pray it's workOf God.
那谁做得好呢
So you think between God and you, who does a better job?
那当然是神做得好，对不对
Of course, God does a better job.
我们再来祷告啊。
So we need to come to pray.
所以为了礼拜天要有的信息祷告。
Pray for the message on Sunday morning.
为了礼拜天要有的波饼聚会祷告。
Pray for the breaking of bread meeting on Sunday.
为了神儿女们礼拜天要回神家祷告。
Pray for the children of God who will come to God's house.
他们来到神家真的能够遇见神的同在，能够碰到生命。
Pray that they will come and meet with the Lord and to receive.Life from God.
也能够借着圣徒相交重新得力我们都要为这些事祷告
and pray for the fellowship would be filled with life
所以我们不祷告我们常常就任凭仇敌在我们中间破坏
if we don't pray what happens the enemy will attack us from here and there
或是我们在这里只是凭着自己的力量在维持一个聚会
or we just try to maintain a gathering with our own strength and work
如果有更多真实的祷告我跟你说火在你里面就出来了
and if there's more true prayer offered then the fire would be burned within you
那你在教会里面都带着火的人家碰到你就被电到了
you will come with fire and when people encounter you they sense the heat
那弟兄姊妹教会要火起来
so church must be alive
借着祷告火起来
through prayer we can become alive
借着祷告我们复兴起来
and we can be revived
所以回家要操练好不好
so let's practice
我们要跟主许愿至少我个人家庭教会都要恢复祷告的时候
make a resolution to the Lord from individual to my home to church. Let's be a man of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.